Hello. If you push that button, you must be interested in great food, history, culture, and good fun. My name is Gerard, and I'm a tour guide at St. Thomas Food Tours, the company that provides all of those things. First, let me say that St. Thomas is back running on all cylinders. The two hurricanes are just things of the past, and most all of our restaurants, activities, and certainly all of our beaches are wide open and waiting for your pleasure. Our 2.5-hour tours begin at 10 in the morning and 1 in the afternoon. They start at beautiful Fort Christian, a Danish-built fort finished in 1671. It was a prison, a fort, a church, and it's open for tours right now. Once we leave the fort, we head over to our first dining venue, passing some great pieces of architecture along the way, including a Lutheran church that's supposed to be the oldest one in the Western Hemisphere. We'll stop and look at some beautiful historic artwork and find ourselves in the historic district, the Warehouse District of Charlotte Amalia. They say the best way to know a culture is to taste its food, and we plan to do plenty of that on every tour at St. Thomas Food Tours. While changes in menus happen, we usually wind up having Callaloo soup, a West African delicacy made of green vegetables and smoked turkey, conch fritters, fungi, and no, it has no mushrooms in it, the original Caribbean street food, the meat pate, cold tea made from the hibiscus flower, a delicious rum cake made with two kinds of Cruzan rum. And we follow all of this up with the island's signature drink, the Bushwhacker. We often hear our guests say, "Wow, I would have never found this place on my own," or, "I would have never ordered that, and I'm so glad I did." If this kind of an experience appeals to you, I suggest you sign up and take one of our tours, but do it early in your stay so that we can recommend places to go, things to do, while you are enjoying beautiful St. Thomas. Thanks for listening. See you in paradise.